So here we go then. We're going to start with intrinsic value. Men and women made in the image of God have an intrinsic value that is eternal. And they have that value because God has imputed it. He's placed it on them. He's given it to them. And my widget that I spoke about yesterday has no intrinsic value to me or anyone else. God has given man value and eternal worth because he's made in the image of the Creator. Not even the fall with its disastrous consequences has taken that value away. The cross of Jesus shows us that fallen man is still worth redeeming in God's sight. It's the cost he was prepared to pay, and it sets the intrinsic value. Romans 8:32 says this, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also give us freely all things?" Our intrinsic value is not earned by our efforts or endangered by our failure. Our achievements or lack of them do not affect it in the slightest. God himself has chosen to bestow value on us because we are a reflection of him. It follows, therefore, that we must value all people in the same way, the good, the bad, and the ugly, simply because he does, and for no other reason. This is a vital part of the restoration of the creator-creature relationship, that we take our proper place in his created order and see things from his heavenly perspective, not from our fallen viewpoint. That we come into submission to the leaders God's placed over us. As we'll see when we look at biblical submission, God works in a hierarchy. And some of you will find that statement hard to swallow, which simply highlights the presence of the rebel within. The basic injunction to honour, obey and respect others are ones that we trip over so easily, but we're all on this journey together. And if we find that our yardstick is that of the society around us, we need to move our feet and align ourselves with how God views things. I can tell you we're in for a few surprises along the way. We can see the society of dishonour in which we live, but we are meant to be counterculture. We are citizens of another country. We're a holy nation belonging to God. We're to be light in a dark place, holding out different standards, different values, where people are honoured, valued and esteemed for who they are, regardless of colour, nation, creed or beliefs, but for who they are. For instance, if women were honoured and respected in society as they should be, people trafficking would cease, because following the Maker's instructions always works. There's a thought for you today.